Thank you, Joseph.
You continue on, and we'll do her again tomorrow.
Okay. Joe Cummings at the National Sports Desk, 16 minutes before 9 o'clock here on the early edition on CBC Radio 690 in Vancouver. Well, today on this, the first day of our 690 Street series, we want you to imagine bald eagles flying overhead and seals and otters playing outside your front window. Now, imagine that in downtown Vancouver. No, it's not of someone's imagination. That's what people living at Spruce Harbor and Falls Creek see on a regular basis. Reporter Greg Dixon was welcomed aboard by residents of the floating co-op and filed this report.
Chris Crafts are known for that throaty kind of Harley Davidson kind of sound, deep and rumbly and powerful.
John Alexander revs up his classic Chris Craft yacht. For Alexander and his wife Cheryl, this is home, a comfy shipboard living space when docked, a seagoing mobile home for trips up the coast on weekends. And it's just one of 55 floating households at the Spruce Harbor Co-op, a stone's throw from Granville Island.
Spruce Harbor is really like a little small town right in the middle of the city. You know everybody, you look out for everybody, and it's a really friendly, protective environment to be in. And it seems like small towns in the days of the front porch, where everybody sat on the front porch and you talk to people passing by. I mean, it's exactly the same.
It seems natural to be on the water. I just really like it.
John married artist Cheryl Fortier from Mission 2 years ago. And when she moved back into the city, she says a whole new environment opened up.
It's very inspiring, just the light and the way the city changes. If you could spend a few hours here in the evening, the colors as the sunset and the city lights up, it's really beautiful.
Many of us who spend all these months together tied to the dock go away together in the summer and anchor up in the same bays together. I mean, we become pretty good friends with your neighbors here.
Setting up this floating home community was not without some challenges. John says originally the plan to have more conventional floating homes, but all that changed.
Originally, in the original plans, there was to be room for regular boats like these and for some houseboats. And the configuration of the marina has some extra wide slips to allow for those. In the development stages of the co-op, there was some discussion with the upshore neighbors, and they were worried that the view would be blocked by the houseboats. So the city imposed this restriction on us that they have to be boats which regularly operate at sea. All of these boats can operate at sea. They have engines and steering systems and holding tanks, and most of them do travel on a regular basis.
The layout of Spruce Harbor has its own logic, handsome but functional.
It's pretty well set up here. We have a central house. The marina is laid out like a star, and liveaboards live out on the ends of each of the five fingers, the main floats. And in the center is a house with our showers, a laundry facility. There's a sauna upstairs. There's a clubhouse where you can book it for a private party and sort of like your extended living room.
Right on board.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm Diane Cartwright.
Just down the way from John and Cheryl's Chris Craft is teacher Diane Cartwright.
This is my home.
Does it help with your teaching to be part of this experience?
I teach adult ESL students, and they're really intrigued when you tell them that you live on a boat. And actually, I'm having my class down on Monday for a visit.
They're going to come on board?
They're going to have it's a very small class, luckily. So they're going to come on board, and then we have a lounge room upstairs in the clubhouse. So we'll have a little bit of a socializing party up there.
Even though Spruce Harbor is in the middle of a busy city, it still has lots of nature.
I've actually had otters on the boat, which you don't want to encourage, but it's great to see them. And somebody here saw a seal, a mother seal, I think give birth or just have a very recently born baby beside it. There's seals everywhere, herons, all kinds. We had eagles last summer, not so much this summer, but last summer, on people's masts, which also they weren't too happy about, but it's nice to see them.
Fairly idyllic, I guess is the word I was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So I based all my colors in here around Cheryl's painting.
On another slip, we find Helen Shimperud, an Australian by birth, who proudly shows us one of Cheryl Fortier's watercolors, now hanging below deck in her yacht's living quarters.
the perfect size of painting there too. You wouldn't be able to get a full.
It is. No.
And Helen bought it when she was still in the sailboat.
Yes, in the sailboat. And I stored it. I didn't know what I was going to do with it, but I liked it. So
Helen started here with a sailboat, but decided she wanted more of the creature comforts.
I do. Pretty good. I have a washer and a dryer and a microwave and a full-size refrigerator. It's wonderful. A bit like Cheryl over there. She's... I don't use it, but it's there.
Life here is simple. Helen bikes on the seawall and takes a small boat to nearby Granville Island when she needs groceries.
By bike, by foot, and by dinghy. We have a choice. And it's the local grocery store.
Sometimes you just take the dinghy over, you just row over and pick up your supplies.
Mm-hmm. I built a little dinghy dock on the end there so that I can just launch it easily and go, yeah. When there's lots to buy, that's the easiest way to do it.
You know, I get dressed and go to work.
Back on John and Cheryl's Chriscraft, I wonder how people living here can ever leave for work. But John has that figured out, too.
Well, I've got it down to half-time go out to work and half-time work on the boat.
Cheryl and John also love the freedom of a floating home, the chance to crank up the engines and head off to sea on very short notice.
Yeah, our time is, we have a lot of things left to do here, I think, and traveling the BC coast by boat is something that can, you know, it takes a lifetime and you still don't see all of it. You know.
I'm Greg Dixon at Spruce Harbor Co-op near Granville Island in downtown Vancouver.
Thanks, Greg. Incidentally, for more on our series, 690 Street, why not drop by our website at vancouver.cbc.ca. Tomorrow on 690 Street, we visit the Oaks in Richmond, a neighborhood that has beaten back a recent wave. And a reminder about Friday, we'll be on...